Does that surprise any of you this morning? Do you have relatives that might even say the same thing as this Janine? Again, this is a real person that said this. Yeah, perhaps. Unfortunately, that can happen. Church can be a place where there isn't a great community. We wouldn't say that that would be here at Peace Lutheran Church. We wouldn't want that to happen. But here's the thing. If we're not careful, we don't have our guard up, the church and even our own church can be an inauthentic community. So Paul was writing here in Ephesians chapter 4 the importance of authentic community. And in these verses, verses 25 through 32, he gives the building blocks of what an authentic community looks like. So you might want to grab your text here. Go ahead and transition. I want to talk just about the building blocks of what an authentic community looks like. If you got this, you're in a beautiful place. Number one, Paul says, one building block of an authentic community is where truth is found. In our text, it says, speak the truth to one another. Pastor, that's easy. That's simple. Everyone does that. Not really. Many, many people today speak half-truths or speak about the part of the story or the event that happened that really embellishes their point or their version of the story, or they downplay something that they really don't want other people to think about. That's half-truths. Many people actually are quiet about the truth altogether and let lies just continue on. Now, think about this. Did your mother say this to you growing up? If you don't have something good to say, how does it go? Did your mom tell you that? All right. Well, here's the thing. Paul has a high bar for this authentic community. Paul says, speak the truth to one another. And that's hard. And that's a challenging thing to do in today's society. Paul goes on. There's another building block for authentic community. It's behavior. Healthy, positive behavior. In verse 26, I believe, right there he says, referencing behavior, Paul says, be angry, sin not, do not let the sun go down on your, how does it end? Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Yeah. Now, Pastor, that's easy, controlling my anger. Everyone does that, right? Many, many people have unchecked anger. Or they get angry over trivial things that you shouldn't really get angry about. See, the Apostle Paul is saying, here's the high bar for an authentic community. You have disciplined behavior. Getting angry, in other words, not having unchecked anger, and getting angry about the right things, the things that matter to God. That's a high bar. And that's tough to do in today's world, in today's society, today's community. Paul goes on and names a third building block of community, and that is being generous. Being generous for others. In verse 28, he spells it out. No longer let the thief steal. Don't let the thief steal, but let him labor that he may have something to give to others. Pastor, that's simple. Just go to work. All right, everyone can do that.